I'm watching almost daily for updates on this Justin Fields, Russell Wilson situation. Mm-hmm. Just fascinated. It seemed like Fields was really making progress. Then I think he had a pretty glitchy kind of preseason start. Alan Saunders covers the Steelers for Pittsburgh Steelers now. He's all over the place. He knows the black and gold. Alan, what up, dude? How you doing?
What's up, man? Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Black and yellow, man.
Black and yellow. Pardon me.
Get it right. Hold on. Tell him get it right. Black
and
yellow.
It was black and gold until that song came out. People used to say the black and gold.
It's always been yellow.
This is a generational conflict here in Pittsburgh. I'm not going to anger either group. You can say whatever you want. You're not going to fool me into getting on the record in that discussion.
I've heard Doc Walker say the black and gold.
I'm going to say it for you. You look at that color, it's not gold. It's yellow.
Well, hell, we call this burgundy and gold. These colors nowadays aren't burgundy or gold.
Red and yellow.
Alan, what the hell is going on up there between Justin Fields and Russell Wilson?
I think they're calling this a competition, but I think, the state of the competition was, let's just make sure that Russ still looks like Russ. And then if so, then it's going to be his job. And he dealt with a little calf thing early. We haven't seen a lot of him. I do expect to see him in this second preseason game against the Bills this Saturday. But he looks fine. He looks like the same guy he's been, which is not to say great, but better than the Steelers have had at quarterback and kind of what they were looking for, steady veteran presence. To put with that defense, they feel like that can be enough to get them back into the playoffs. And to have a better chance of winning a game than they felt like they had the last two times they went there. So Justin Fields has been playing, been looking good in camp, had a sort of up and down, only played a couple series, but a couple fumbles, two sacks, not what you want to see really. And I think the thing with Justin Fields is he looks great in camp, but, the negativity that has been a part of his game isn't going to come out in a training camp setting where he can't get hit. Like, those don't really mean that much compared to those preseason reps he's getting.
So it seems like it's Russ. I don't know how much you've gotten to interact with Russ. Does he seem like an alien is still inhabiting his body, or is he kind of acting like a normal human again?
No, nothing about what I could say about my interactions with Russ are anything like a normal human. And the funny thing is, you see it from afar, and you're like, is this all a show? Is this being put on? Is this all just for the cameras and for the media? And it's not. He's genuinely like that. He didn't so the first preseason game, Mike Tomlin ruled him out of playing 5 days before the game, said Russell Wilson is not going to play. He goes to the game. We get there. We're watching warm-ups. He's fully dressed, full pads, got his eye black on, wrists taped up, spat on his cleats. I'm like, okay. So I check in with the guy, no, he's not playing. Near the end of the first half, my photographer on the sideline texts me and says, Russ is over here doing high knees and getting warmed up. Is he going to go in? I'm like, no, man, that's just him. I don't, it's not an act either. He's like that all the time. He's like an energizer bunny. I can see how that personality might not be for everyone, but it's certainly unique.
It seems unique. It really does seem unique.
Wait. He was doing high knees, knowing he's not going to the game.
At the end of the first half, in a game that the coach had already ruled him out of playing 5 days before, he's over there just jogging in place.
That reminds me of Robert when he knew he was inactive.
That's the guy that's trying to show the fans, I'm a workaholic. I'm always ready.
Yo, you remember the video of Russ doing high knees on the plane?
He was at the first day of training camp. He's out there carrying his helmet around campus. I'm like, there's nobody watching him. That's just who he is, man. I don't know.
He's an alien, bro. I'm telling you. He's an alien.
Oh, man. This is so funny. This is funny.
What do you make of the Steelers going into a loaded AFC North?
I think their sort of ace in the hole is that they've been very good against the rest of the AFC North. If they can just keep that up, I think they'll put themselves in pretty good shape. They've really done well against Baltimore with Lamar Jackson, better than anybody else has, for sure. They always kind of seem to have Cleveland's number. The Bengals are probably a tough matchup for them, and heck, if they stay healthy, they're a tough matchup for everybody. But I like their chances to come out of the North 3-3, and if they can do that, you know, make some hay in the early part of the schedule. Yeah, they got some tough games late. They got to go to Philly. They got the Chiefs in there. All the division games in the last 10 weeks of the season. But I like their chances of going 500 in the division, and that probably gets them to 9-8, 10-7, somewhere in there, in line for a wild card berth.
That's that defense is just so good, man. I'll be really curious to watch how it all unfolds for the black and yellow, Brian. Talking with our friend Alan Saunders here from Pittsburgh, covers the Steelers. Check him out at @asaunders_PGH. I did want to sneak this one in, though. Washington signed Martavis Bryant today. Martavis Bryant was brilliant in Pittsburgh 10 years ago. He's been out of the league for 6 years. What do you remember from covering him? Like, what the hell happened in Pittsburgh? What do you think he may have left?
You know, he was a great player and a great fit for those Steelers teams who, you know, have always kind of liked to run the ball and then throw deep. And he was a fantastic sort of deep ball artist. I would call him that. Like he was really, really good at getting open. Great explosive athlete. You know, it just seemed like the maturity wasn't there yet at that point in his life. You know, suspended multiple times for you know, the substance abuse policy. And I think honestly, like, there's a real untalked about injustice there. Because, you know, he got suspended, his last suspension, he got suspended indefinitely by the NFL. And I think given what had transpired to that point, that was fair. But then immediately after that, the NFL changed the rules. They don't even test for marijuana anymore the way that they were then. Like, like the rules are completely different now. As long as you cooperate with their program, you can't even be suspended for marijuana usage anymore. But he was still banned from the league for 3 or 4 years after that before they finally reinstated him. I remember Cam Hayward, Steelers captain, went on a podcast in the middle of an offseason 1 year and went to bat for him and said, this is crazy that they're not letting this guy back in the league, considering they've changed the rule that he broke to allow what he was doing to happen now. And so I think he really got a second chance taken away from him in a way, and I'm glad to see that he's getting one now.
Yeah, but the thing about the NFL, I can be honest with you, and I know a little bit about it. When you flunk a test, they don't tell you all the drugs that was in there.
Yeah.
So when somebody say, oh, it was just marijuana, it probably been some other stuff too, if they really kept it like that.
It's certainly possible, but that was always sort of what was said around the facility and about him was that was the reason he kept failing tests, and so if he ends up coming back, the length of time between his last game and his next game is going to amount to the longest suspension in NFL history.
Yeah. Well, you know what? There is a flip side to that coin, Alan. He could have just stopped smoking weed. You know what I mean?
Like, I agree. The maturity was not right, what it should have been. An early part of his career, but I'm not sure that should have been the end of it either. You know,
I agree.
I think there's probably a middle ground there.
Alan, we got to run, bro. Thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, bro. That's our guy, Alan Saunders. Give him a follow @AlanSaunders_PGH. Knows the Steelers backwards and forwards.